Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, February 10th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. A new coronavirus aid package is working its way through Congress right now. One part of it is a third round of direct stimulus payments to Americans. That would put some much-needed cash in a lot of people's bank accounts. But a year into the pandemic, many people see economic relief from the government as more than just money to spend.
The longer that we go into the pandemic, the more people are uncertain about whether that be the length of the medical crisis or job stability. So they're really just thinking about, do I need a rainy day fund? Where is the most responsible place to put this money?
Coming up, our personal finance reporter Amber Burton will discuss how consumers are trying to make ends meet. Plus, we'll speak with a 27-year-old Rhode Island resident about how she's chosen to use her stimulus checks. That's after the break. When Congress approved stimulus checks last spring, one of the goals was to inspire spending and help keep businesses afloat. But many consumers are still facing unemployment in an uncertain economic future, and they're being much more careful about how they spend the second check they got late last year. In a moment, we'll hear from 27-year-old Rhode Island resident Ruth Estrella on how she's been putting her stimulus money to work. But first, let's get the big picture from our personal finance reporter, Amber Burton. Amber, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Amber, how does the way consumers have used stimulus in this recession compare to past economic downturns?
Consumer behaviors really changed this time around. A lot of that stems from the fact that, you know, a lot of the ways that consumers spend got shut down in many ways with the pandemic. So they might have gone out to restaurants or different places, bars even, that are just not available right now. They're shut down due to the crisis. So people are really spending it more so, you know, at home, whether that be paying off debt or even saving it for a later date when they could spend it out and about.
So we've had two rounds of stimulus so far. How has the way people use the money changed since the start of the pandemic?
Whereas more people might have been more willing to go out and spend the money at the beginning of the pandemic, people are being a little bit more slow to decide what they want to do with this check. We spoke to a lot of younger people this time around, and a lot of people decided to either put it toward debt like student loans or either save it and put it in their savings account. The driving force behind a lot of these decisions, with the people that we spoke to at least, were that the longer that we go into the pandemic, the more people are uncertain about whether that be the length of the medical crisis or job stability. So they're really just thinking about, do I need a rainy day fund? Where is the most responsible place to put this money?
One of the Americans who's having to make those tough decisions is Ruth Estrella. She's 27 and lives with her family in Rhode Island, and she's here with us now. Ruth, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So before the stimulus money came out a year ago, how are you managing your expenses?
We're in a situation where I moved in with my sister and my parents in our household because everybody together would be able to chip in and pay the expenses versus everyone being on their own. So we are in survival mode, just everybody putting in what they can to cover monthly expenses. So I relied heavily on credit cards to just pay the monthly bills or buy the food, so purchase those necessities that we all have on a monthly basis.
All right. So tell me, how have you used the two stimulus payments sent out by the government so far?
So with the economic situation that we're going through during the COVID, I've been relying heavily on like credit card to just maintain, just sustain my expenses every month. So I thought of taking my stimulus checks, both the first one and my second one, and that went directly into my credit card payments, just helping lower the balance and just helping me stay on track with my finances. With the bills, we were having difficulty keeping up with things that were trivial, like cable or in subscription boxes and things like that. So it was definitely something that we had to cut out completely. We cut out cable. We had multiple cable boxes. We got rid of them. We just kept one. We kept the router, and we were able to renegotiate our monthly expenses with the provider and lower that down. I have student loans, and it's something that is always a burden that you're looking forward to figure out. So right now we have them on hold. So that I was able to just use that money and focus on just bringing down all the different expenses that I had.
Now, there's a proposed third round of stimulus being debated in Washington. It could be as high as $1,400 for individuals. What do you think you'll do with the money if it's as high as $1,400?
If it's as high as that, it covers a monthly payment of either your rent or your mortgage. In our case, it would be our mortgage, so I definitely would put it towards that.
So what have you learned about managing your finances during the pandemic that you'll carry forward when things potentially get better?
It really taught me that humans, we have a great survival mechanism. When you're finding yourself in a position where you're really under extreme circumstances, you have the capability to really say, I'm going to go in survival mode and figure out what works best for me. It really made me realize what a privilege was to have many things that we were used to have every day, like subscription boxes, or let's say we used to have Netflix, things that were so trivial to our everyday purchases. And you kind of realize these were all privileges. When you try to live a life where you're trying to save your money, there's a lot of things that you have added up to it that are really unnecessary. It really taught me how to really think critically about all my expenses and figure out where is my money really going? What things are really necessary? What things do I really need to survive? And what are the aspects that I need to look forward to in the next couple of months for my finances to be organized?
All right, that's Rhode Island resident Ruth Estrella. Ruth, thanks for being with us.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
So, you know, Amber, hearing Ruth talk about how the recession has forced her and her family into survival mode raises an interesting question about the point of the stimulus in the first place. Is it to keep the economy moving and to prevent businesses from shutting down? Or is it to be a savior and a lifeline for people who are struggling?
Yes, in some ways it has still been a lifeline to people who are struggling. The sentiment really has been, you know, any bit counts. While it might not be as much as some need, it has been something to help people keep the lights on, help go toward rent, or a lifeline to, you know, pay down some debt that has made them feel not so in control during this time. So in that way, it has helped people. But it has not necessarily immediately served as a way for people to go out and stimulate the economy, maybe in the way that we assume that would look like. One thing that the professor I spoke to at MIT Sloan School of Management said was that, you know, it might not look like it's stimulating the economy in the way that we imagined right now, but really these people who are saving up will be eventually taking that to maybe put it toward a bigger purchase, which would be stimulating the economy in the long run.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Amber Burton. Amber, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.